Manuscript Releases, Volume 1, Numbers 19 to 96. MR, Number 73. Material for Compilation on Our Jewish Work. Release requested by Reed for use in a compilation on Jewish work. There is a mighty work to be done in our world. The Lord has declared that the Gentiles shall be gathered in, and not the Gentiles only, but the Jews. There are among the Jews many who will be converted, and we shall see the salvation of God going forth as a lamp that burneth. There are Jews everywhere, and to them the light of present truth is to be brought, that they may have an opportunity to accept it. There are among the Jews many who will come to the light, and who will proclaim the immutability of the law of God with wonderful power. The Lord God will work. He will do wonderful things in righteousness. Let not those who have not engaged in personal evangelistic work feel that everyone should look at things as they do. Let God work in His own way, and keep your hands off those whom He is using in the cities. He has men of special talents and gifts whom He will use to proclaim the truth in the cities. There ought to be thousands at work in the cities, laboring intelligently. Not all these workers should look to the conference for support. They should seek to make their work self-supporting. A great many can do self-supporting, but some cannot. We must get away from our smallness and make larger plans. There must be a wider reaching forth. We must work for those who are near and those who are afar off. There is to be true, sincere missionary work done for the Jews. A little is being done, but it is as nothing compared with what might be done. There is a decided failure to take hold of this work as we ought. Let the people of the Lord meditate and pray over this matter. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, "As I thought to punish you, when your fathers provoked me to wrath, saith the Lord of hosts, and I repented not, so again have I thought in these days to do well unto Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. Fear ye not." Zechariah 8, verse 14, 15. Let us remember that time is short. Tell the people that golden opportunities for service are being neglected. All nations are to be warned and instructed to seek the Lord without delay, for that mighty angel who deceived so many of the angelic host is working untiringly to set in operation his seductive wiles, with which he has deceived millions and through which he desires to deceive the whole world. The work of which the prophet Zechariah writes is a type of the spiritual restoration to be wrought for Israel before the end of time. "Thus saith the Lord," the prophet declared, "Let your hands be strong, ye that hear in these days these words by the mouth of the prophets. I will not be unto the residue of this people as in the former days. For the seed shall be prosperous, the vine shall give her fruit, and the ground shall give her increase, and the heavens shall give their due. And I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all these things. And it shall come to pass that as ye were a curse among the heathen, O house of Judah and house of Israel, so will I save you, and ye shall be a blessing. Fear not, but let your hands be strong." Zechariah 8, verse 9 to 13. "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Behold, I will save my people from the east country and from the west country, and I will bring them, and they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God, in truth and in righteousness." Zechariah 8, verse 7, 8. Letter 42, 1912, pages 1, 2. 2. Dear Brethren, November 6th, 1911. White Estate, Washington, D.C. February 22, 1955.